Please listen carefully.
Project Space is hosting Canada's only international art book fair in Vancouver, and it's free and open to the public. This festival of artists publishing features books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera, as well as digital, performative, and other experimental forms of publication. The Art Book Festival takes place on October 17th and 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name's Simon Welton, and coming up right away is what is now the brand new time slot for the White Noise Comedy Sketch Half Hour. But tonight, we're not giving you a half hour, we're going to give you an entire hour of sketch comedy. You might have heard it before, because it's our best of. It's the best we've done over the last 23 episodes that we've done. So I hope you enjoy it. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about our new time slot at 11 p.m. every Wednesday now. So if you enjoy what you hear in the next hour, make sure you do tune in next week and the following future. And if you want to, keep up with us on Twitter at White Noise UBC, Facebook White Noise UBC. And if you have any comments or questions, send them in to whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. But without further ado, it's time for some White Noise.
Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore. And tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Tattoo Association. Who needs a personality when you can draw one on? Tonight's show is a very special best of, so without further ado, let's begin. Next up tonight, a man is trying to buy something.
Good afternoon, how may I help you?
Hi there, I'm looking to purchase a conscience.
Okay, do you want a strong one or a weak one?
Not too strong. I mean, I don't want to worry about people in the third world or anything. I just don't want to be a dick anymore.
Well, we could start you out with the Ayn Rand.
What's that like?
You will have a strong level of care for yourself, a vague level of care for your closest friends, and then a fuck the rest attitude.
I think if I'm going to pay all this money, I should get one that is, you know, a little bit better quality than that.
Fair enough. How about the Machiavelli?
Ooh, I do like Italian.
This one is a blend of particularism that allows one to follow a fluid narrative of right and wrong to reach an optimal potential of success in life.
Sounds a bit complicated for me.
Then how about the Forrest Gump?
Ooh, that sounds more my level.
The Gump allows you to live life to the fullest without knowing what the hell is actually going on.
Does it come in white?
It only comes in white.
Maybe show me one more.
How about the Tony Blair?
Explain.
You will try your best, you will think you are doing the right thing, but then it will turn out to be a complete disaster.
I think I'll take the Forrest Gump.
They always do.
I don't want to buy a conscience. Take enough antidepressants as it is. First up tonight, women are talking.
It has been forever since I've been ravished by a man.
I don't think I've ever been ravished.
You don't need a man to be ravished, darling.
Linda, for the last time, I am not going to sleep with you.
No, not me. We have the technology.
I'm not having sex with a robot.
No, you just need a rabbit.
That sounds even freakier.
She means, you know, one of those...
Are you trying to say a sex toy, Tilly? We're grown women. You can say it.
All right. You just need to get one of your own... penis.
That seems a little like giving up.
No, quite the opposite. It offers you the freedom to move forward without the constraints of bodily desires clouding your mental focus.
But isn't it a bit sad?
No sadder than putting up with someone that irritates the shit out of you for the sake of occasional sexual gratification.
And it won't fart in the bed.
Some of the Japanese ones will.
All right, fine. You sold me. I will get one. Not the farting one, just a normal one. Be on the big side.
Hi, Linda. Hello, ladies.
Girls, this is my brother, Derek. Derek, this is Helen and Tilly. Oh, you've been shopping again. What have you bought this time?
Nothing major.
Go on, that's not nothing. What's in the bag?
Well, I'm actually kind of excited. I bought this amazing gadget. It's called a fleshlight. It's basically a fake vagina.
You pervert, Derek!
Yeah, get a real girlfriend, you loser.
And that's what online ordering was meant for.
That piece was brought to you by Ollie's Ostentatious Orgies. It's fancy fucking. Next up tonight is a period piece. It's set in the early 20th century, and it's about the life of doctors.
Michael, good to see you. I haven't seen you since the 1902 conference in Geneva.
That's right, before you got struck off.
How did you know about the sucking off?
I said struck off.
Ah, so are you enjoying this poor excuse for a medical conference?
Oh, definitely. Did you see my speech on bloodletting?
Oh, yes. Amazing stuff. I only wish we could save more people with it.
I know. I had 3 patients with colds come in last week, and 2 of them, soon as I drained 4 pints of blood, dead. If only I'd done it sooner, I might have saved them.
I know. But there is some other great stuff coming down the pipeline. Have you heard about lobotomy?
No.
It's where they gently tap the patient's brain until the patient is completely stupid.
Oh, marvellous! I hate the clever ones, always questioning me. I mean, which one of us went to medical school?
We both did.
That's not what I meant.
Then why did you say it?
Never mind. Did you see the lecture on insulin-induced comas to treat addiction?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It was brilliant. What a show. They injected this patient with insulin. He goes completely mental. They're holding him down. Eventually, he finally stops freaking out, and he's in a coma.
And it stopped his addiction?
Then, oh, he's in a coma. But apparently, all of the psychiatrists are going nuts for it.
Well, then, it must be good. When have the majority of people been wrong? Oh, you must have seen that chemotherapy lecture yesterday too, then.
No.
Oh, well, then you were lucky. What a waste of 2 hours of my life.
Yeah?
Some idiot was proposing that we inject people with poison to kill cancers.
Poison?
Yes, it's literally derived from mustard gas.
Won't that have nasty side effects?
Yes, that.
That?
Whatever side effects you're thinking of right now. It will cause that.
Oh.
It literally causes everything.
Jesus. Does it at least work?
Sometimes. If it's a fairly straightforward case. No curveballs, you have a chance.
Dear God. Well, forget that. I'll just stick to good old bloodletting.
Good idea. Stick with what you know. Stick with what you know.
Ah, how we change. Now we give our lobotomies in pill form. Much more civilized.
First up tonight, someone is booking a holiday.
Oh, there. How may I help you?
I'd like to book a vacation, please. Somewhere hot and cheap.
Let me take a look. I've got a special right now. 2 weeks, lots of sun.
Where is it?
The sun.
That's a bit too hot for me. I have very fair skin. What about somewhere historical?
Oh, how about this one? 1 week, all-inclusive, very historical.
Where's that?
Auschwitz. The tour is extra, but you do get complimentary showers. Not the bad kind.
I've already been there.
Oh, fair enough.
Maybe somewhere cultural.
I've got 10 days in Tiananmen Square, still available, and they've gotten rid of all the tanks.
Let's put that in the maybe pile.
Okay. How about a tour in the Amazon focused on the rubber trade? You get to see all the spots where European colonists committed genocide on the indigenous populations. And it comes with a free hat.
I don't wear hats.
I know. How about 2 weeks in Spokane, Washington? It's hot, it's cheap, and it's very quiet.
Why is it so quiet?
Because it's shit.
Honestly, I don't really like any of these options.
I know. There's just nowhere to go travelling, is there? I mean, it's not what it's all cracked up to be. You know what? You should just stay here. You could buy the two of us a lovely meal. Wouldn't that be a better way to spend your money?
I guess you're right.
Well, I'm just here to help.
That's why I always book my holidays online at www.spokanevacations.com.
Oh, just make a decision. Mexican or Italian?
I don't know. We had Italian last week.
Well, my first choice was Chinese.
No, it never leaves me satisfied.
How about Greek?
Ew, no way. Gross. Ew, no. Let's do Spanish.
No, I always get stuff stuck in my teeth.
What about North American?
Oh, but it's always so fatty.
Oh, then get Japanese. You can't go wrong with Japanese. It's consistent. It's always satisfying.
Fine. It's settled. Tonight, we get a Japanese hooker.
That is one advantage of being single. You don't have to consider others when buying a prostitute. Next up tonight is a play about a 21st century family.
Where is that son of ours?
I told him to come in and wash for dinner 20 minutes ago. He's out playing with that girl next door.
Why would he want to do that when he has that senior who's on his school's football team living right on the other side of us, always out washing his Mustang in those little shorts? Is he mad?
I know. That girl is nothing but trouble. The other day I was out mowing the lawn and she bent over to pick up the mail and I definitely saw something wink at me.
And she must be special needs because she's apparently incapable of choosing a shirt that covers her boobs.
What is the point of those things? I've never missed them.
Your first boyfriend had them.
True, but he was a practice guy for me. Allow me to fine-tune me skills.
Still, he could have used the bra.
You're one to talk. I don't remember you having quite so many chins when we first met.
Well, if you weren't so short, I wouldn't need to be looking down at you, causing a chin pile-up.
A chin pile-up? That sounds like a racist description of a car crash.
Well, at least I can cover mine with a nicely groomed beard. You can't grow some stilts.
I'm 5'10", you asshole.
Hey, Dads.
Nikki, how was school?
It was okay, but there's something I need to tell you both.
Really? What is it, son?
Perhaps you should both take a seat.
Okay.
Dads, I'm straight.
What?
No!
Yes!
How long have you known?
Since I was 5 or 6. I started noticing girls.
Oh,
this is because
God.
You let him watch those Fast and the Furious movies.
What? No, they are full of gay subtext. It's because you let him play football.
I thought you'd enjoy all the ass-slapping. I did as a boy.
I'm sorry, guys. I know it isn't what you wanted.
We should have put him in a ballet school, like I said.
Oh, come on, Lenny. That's a cliche.
Don't go there, Hugh.
I know this is hard for you both, but this is who I am.
I wouldn't mind as much if we had had 2 kids. Then we could have had a spare in case this happened.
Well, are you sure this isn't just a phase, Nick?
No, I've had multiple partners and I'm happy.
Have you even tried the alternative?
Imagine being with someone who has intimate knowledge of the mechanics of your own equipment.
They would have such skills.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy letting my girlfriend practice on my equipment. She'll be an expert soon.
Well, what can we say? If this is really what you want...
It is.
Well, then I guess we will accept you for who you are.
Ugh. If we have to.
Does this mean you won't be joining us for cocktail night anymore?
Oh, no. Those things are delicious.
Oh, good.
See you guys later. I'm off to meet Jenny. She just went to go get birth control from her parents.
Hugh?
Yeah?
Remember in the orphanage the day we adopted him? He was sitting there playing with his Hot Wheels.
Yeah, clear as day.
And I told you we should have gotten the one who was sitting on the sewing machine.
I know. Don't remind me again.
Modern life is so complicated. Life was much simpler when everyone pretended they were straight. Next up tonight, women are talking.
Damn, check out the ass on him.
I'd like to leave him sore in the morning.
Yeah, very spankable.
Hey, buddy, nice dong. What time does it stand to attention?
Pardon?
She wants to know if you're hungry because she has something for you to chow down on.
She's inviting me to dinner?
Sure, she'll buy you dinner. But then you have to eat pie for dessert.
And you owe her breakfast.
Nah, sleeping over is for pussies, right, my ladies?
Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! Hell yeah! Once I'm done, I'm out of there. Tinder waits for no woman, am I right? Yeah!
Can I go home now?
No need to get so uptight, dude. We're just joking around. It's what chicks do. You just don't get it because you're a man.
Now, really, I find this objectification and disregard for my qualities besides my looks very unsettling. Just because these jeans make my ass look fantastic doesn't give you the right to talk about me like I'm a vacuous sex object.
Oh, shut up and go put up a shelf.
Oh!
That's right. Walk away. Go do something useful and open me a pickle jar, you tease.
It's tough being white and male. There's just too many advantages to choose from. Next up tonight, a word from our American sponsors.
Do you suffer from occasional coughing? Do you ever sneeze? Have you ever had a headache? Then you need Fixitol, the breakthrough medication that, if taken 4 times a day rectally, will set you free. Ask your doctor about Fixitol and demand they prescribe it to you. You have never gone to med school, but why should that stop you from telling your doctor what to do? Count yourself lucky. In other countries, advertising prescription medicine is illegal because other countries are full of people scared of their own freedom. Tell your doctor what to do. It's your right as an American.
Warning, side effects include chest pains, diarrhea, itchy feet, bad breath, depression, anxiety, anxiety about depression, tennis elbow, soccer shin, astronaut's chin, deafness, shortness of legs, and anal leakage.
I've been taking Fixitol for 2 weeks. Excuse me while I change my underwear. Next up tonight is a young man seeking his fortune.
Dear young sir, I am Mystic Muriel of Klaus's Fantastical Traveling Carnival. Take a seat and I will reveal your future.
Oh, okay. This is my first time here.
Well, place your trust in me and I will guide you.
All right, so how does this work?
First, you must make an offering to me.
An offering? You want to see me naked?
No, Visa or MasterCard will do.
Oh, right, sorry. Here you go.
So, Terry, where shall we start?
Whoa! How do you know my name was Terry?
It's on your Visa card, dear. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, I need to know. Am I ever going to be able to get back with Jenny, or should I just move on?
This Jenny, how long since you broke up?
2 years, about.
And she broke up with you, correct?
Whoa! Yeah, how did you know that?
Oh, a wild guess. I mean, a careful deduction.
Okay, well, should I give up?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't take a psychic to see that. Let's try something a little harder.
Fine. Well, will I eventually be a millionaire?
Only if the whole country sees mass inflation causing the value of the dollar to drop astronomically. But even then, relatively, you would still be dirt poor.
Oh. Wait, hang on. Aren't you meant to read some, what are they called, tarot cards or observe a crystal ball to answer these questions?
Only when necessary. The Best Buy Sales Associate uniform you are wearing told me all I need to know for that last one.
Well, what about my lifespan?
Okay, yes. That's a bit trickier. Let me see your palm.
Oh, that's more like it. Okay, so are you gonna, like, check my lifeline?
No, I'm checking your vital signs. You seem fine. Do you smoke?
No.
Then I'd say at least 75.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you actually do something psychic?
Well, then ask me something hard, but not something stupid like, when will you lose your virginity?
What? No, that already happened. Well, I mean, I was in her for a bit.
That didn't count.
Okay, well, who's my real mother?
Ooh, yes, that's a good one. Let me get the crystal ball. Okay, so you've never met your mother then?
No, she gave me up at birth.
Really? And what year was this?
1988.
88?
Yeah. It was, June 24th, and apparently she was just passing through. She worked in a circus or something like that.
It was in this town?
Yeah.
St. Paul's Hospital?
Oh, yeah. Do you see it in the ball?
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yes. And funny enough, I was the only boy born that day. It was apparently a 26-hour labor.
Oh, I remember. I mean, I see it now.
So, who's my mother?
Well, to be honest, Terry, I have no idea.
Poor Terry. I don't know who my mother is either. She would never tell me her real name. Next up tonight is a third piece about school. For some, it was the best days of their lives because they suck at being adults.
Hello, Mr. Neville. Thank you for coming in. Please take a seat.
Okay, which one is it? I bet it's Jenny. She's always in trouble. Has she been fighting again?
No, nothing like that.
She kicked the shit out of that last teacher.
No, yeah, I know. That was hilarious. But no, it's about your youngest, Harry.
Harry? But he's a good one. All the teachers love him.
Well, you see, that's it. One of his teachers, Mr. Collins, has informed me that Harry is dressing too sexy.
Pardon?
Harry is, how can I put this?
What are you saying?
I'm saying Mr. Collins is finding it very difficult to teach with that gorgeous son of yours just flaunting his perfect pecs in front of him. I mean, Harry needs to cover up.
Shouldn't Mr. Collins be the one controlling himself?
It's not just Mr. Collins, it's the janitor, it's the PE teacher, it's the women in his class. They're all gagging for it.
Well, I really think that is their problem, not his.
I really wish it was, Mr. Neville, but you have to understand, Mr. Collins and these girls are just unable to control themselves. They are giving in to their impulses. Haven't you ever been turned on by a sexy young boy?
No, but if I was, I would keep it to myself. What is Mr. Collins' first name? I'd like a word with him.
I'm sorry, but I really can't divulge that information.
Why not?
Because I don't really know what his name is. I think it might be Errol. Oh, that can't be right.
Look, this is ridiculous. My son should not be made to feel ashamed of himself because your staff are a bunch of pervs.
They are not pervs. The inquiry proved that beyond doubt, Mr. Neville. Now, if you would just have Harry put on a nice sweater and some jeans to cover up those lovely muscular glutes, everything will be fine.
No, Harry is free to express himself as he sees fit. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to work. Those assless chaps won't sell themselves.
Last up tonight is alternative theater piece, Hipster Heartbreak.
Hey, dude, we really need to, like, talk.
Talk? That is so mainstream.
Yeah, but we need to.
I'm kind of busy. I'm recording rare DVDs on a Betamax. It's making a comeback, you know?
Well, this is more important.
I doubt it. And anyway, after this, I'm brewing some amazing mead.
Please, just listen.
Fine. What is it?
I'm breaking up with you.
What? Why?
You're just not hipster enough for me.
You're joking, right? Me? Not hipster enough? I was the first guy to drink PBR.
No, you weren't. That beer's like 150 years old.
Well, I totally brought in Paisley.
Really? I don't remember your fashion career.
Well, I can change. I could be a better hipster. I could wear more plaid. I could bake gluten-free. I could grow a terrible mustache. I promise.
It's not enough, Kane. I'm sorry.
What about all the ultimate frisbee we shared? The improv comedy nights? The vegan dinners? The 12 hours of feminist monologues?
It's not enough.
How can you do this to me?
What? You knew what I was like when we met.
What you were like? I was an accountant for a large law firm with a six-figure income. I had it all until that fateful night when I stumbled across your one-woman show. But I gave it all up in that instant as I became enchanted by you. And I moved into this weird shed living space.
Hey, guys. Can I borrow some sage?
Could you just give us 10 minutes, Tess?
It's my room, too.
Oh, I know. We hear you. Look, Hannah, I became what I thought you wanted me to be so we could be together. So just tell me what to do.
It's over, Kane. I've fallen for another.
Who is he?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's someone you've never heard of.
Unlucky Kane, I've been there too. I once got a tattoo for a woman's affection. I don't even like butterflies. Next up is a couple having it out in New York Theatre's piece, It's Not a Laughing Matter.
Hi, darling.
Don't hi, darling, me.
Pardon?
Where have you been?
Just out of friends.
Don't lie to me. I know what you've been doing.
I've been just hanging out with friends.
You're at it again, aren't you?
I don't know what you mean.
You've been juggling!
How did you know?
You're still wearing your clown shoes!
I'm so sorry.
You promised you were going to give it up when Aaron was born.
I know. I can't resist the temptation.
It nearly killed you, Mike.
I know.
Oh, you already lost two brothers to fire eating. Think about your poor mother.
I'm sick, Brittany. It's genetic. I have clown compulsion disorder. My family tree is full of men who entertain themselves to death, consumed by their obsession with reaching perfection in their art.
I know, but I can't go through this again. It's too hard to watch.
But I can cope, Brittany. I'm not like your father.
How dare you? He was a ventriloquist. Of course he was suicidal. The only popular ones are the ones with the racist puppets.
Exactly. I'm not going to end up like that. I've got a sponsor, Barry. He's helping me.
I don't trust him. I heard he used to give handjobs for Silly String behind the 7-Eleven.
That's all in the past. He just got his 5-year chip.
Fine. All right. Let's try and make this work. But if we are going to have any real chance, we both need to be honest about everything.
I quite agree.
Then listen. I have a confession to make.
Okay. Go on, you can tell me anything.
I'm an addict, too.
Oh, my. What is it, magic? Unicycles. It's not balloon animals.
No. It's mime.
Mime?
Yes.
No. Say it isn't so anything but that.
I'm sorry, Mike. It was that summer in Paris, and I met this guy, Jacques, and things just got out of hand.
Brittany, I can't go down that path. I will not watch you silently fall apart. Then you'll do it again and again as you practice mime endlessly.
Oh, Mike, no more arguing. Just kiss me, you fool.
Sorry, I should have taken my nose off.
Wow, powerful themes, profound acting. Another classic off-Broadway piece there. Next up tonight is a robbery. Alright, Carl, here is the plan. We've cut a hole in the roof, I jump down, grab as many nipple rings as possible, you lower the ladder, we escape with all the spoils.
Sounds good, Neil. Should we bring the getaway car?
Yeah, of course, and the balaclavas. We don't want a repeat of last time. It's very hard to be taken serious when your face is covered by your underpants.
The skid marks didn't help.
Alright, so I'll see you tonight, at the site. Don't be late.
No problem. I'll bring the Lunchables.
Don't forget the dungaroos. Okay, the hole's ready. In a go.
Aim for the left. It looks like a soft landing. Are you okay?
Yeah, the soft thing was a cat. It's definitely not a cat anymore. Which do you want, the hoop nipple rings or the bars?
Just get a mixture.
Alright, should I grab the cash as well?
Oh, no, that'd be stealing.
Alright, I've got as many as I can carry. Lower the ladders.
Shit.
What?
I forgot the ladders.
Oh, Carl.
Do you want another dungaroo?
Yeah, go on then. They say crime never pays. Well, that's clearly bollocks. Next up tonight is some old people complaining.
These bloody millennials don't know they're born.
I know. They live at home till they're 25. By the time I was 25, I had 3 kids, a mortgage, and a stomach ulcer.
And all they do is watch their Netflix and play their video games and drink their energy drinks.
Yeah, in our day, all we had was local theatre, war games, and Coca-Cola.
At least Coca-Cola had cocaine in it still.
I always said the original Coke was the best. We had to put up with 2 world wars, the Cold War, the Vietnam War, and War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds was just a radio play, Bernard.
Tell that to the dead alien buried in my garden. In our day, sex was sex, One man, one woman in a bed. None of this rainbow parties and Tinder and Grindr and rosebudding.
What's rosebudding?
Well, it's not the gardening tips I was looking for. I can tell you that much.
We also had to wear long dresses. None of this bum hanging out of your shorts and sleeveless tees.
Men wore suits that fitted. No skinny jeans. And people wore glasses because they had a prescription, not because it went with their paisley scarf.
What a joke!
I know. Christ, I wish I was a millennial.
Me too.
Don't we all? The nearest I've ever come to sexting was when I texted a question to the STD clinic. Next up tonight is the rap sesh with Karen Morley, where she interviews self-proclaimed feminist rapper Lil P. Enjoy.
Yo.
Good evening, and welcome to the rap sesh. I'm Karen Morley, and today I'm joined by multi-platinum album-selling rapper, Lil P.
What up? You're looking professional today, Karen.
Thank you, Lil P. Of course, that comment was right in line with your brand new outlook on life.
100% it is. I used to be this typical misogynistic, homophobic, gangster rapper, but I have been reborn.
In what sense?
Well, since my last album, Shake It and I'll Spank It, I met this shorty who showed me the error of my ways. She was like all up in my grill about my views on women, and damn, she was right. My lyrics have supported this idea of women as second-class citizens, like they were below men. I've been acting like such a little bitch. Sorry. There are just so many insults that mean being a woman. Isn't that crazy?
No, we had noticed.
Well, that's all in the past for me now. My new album reflects a more enlightened perspective.
Eloquently put.
Thank you. I'm completely changed. I go down on girls without them even asking now.
That is sadly more impressive than it should be. So what new themes have you reflected in your latest EP?
Well, one of my tracks called Liberating Labias is all about how, like, women have all this stigma surrounding how they like to get down. Like, if she wants to get down, let her get down. But it goes both ways. Maybe my bro doesn't want to get down. He should be allowed not to get down. Sometimes a homie just wants to cuddle.
Yes, you cover that concern more than fully in the track. Homies don't have to be hoes.
For sure. Ironically, that is a great track to bang to. Another thing my shorty let me in on is that ladies don't always like being stared at in public just because they're showing some skin. That idea really inspired my track, Can't Stare, Gotta Strafe.
Oh, yes. I particularly enjoyed the lyric, if she sees your eyes, don't let them be on her thighs.
That is gangster gold for sure. For sure. Another thing I learned was how, like, ladies can do all the stuff that dudes can do, like science, politics, rolling blunts. I talked about it in the track, Booty and Brains. They got mad skills, some of them. Of course, some of them can't do shit. But for every one of them, I got a bro who can barely spell his name.
I noticed you also touched upon the issue of disproportional pay.
Huh?
Your song about women getting underpaid for the same job as a man.
All right! You're talking about Where's My Lady's Cheddar? Yes, that track I'm very proud of. Plus, it got the music I sampled super cheap because some lady wrote it. Crap, I gotta fix that.
So do you think other rappers will follow suit? Is this the evolution of rap?
Nah. For one, there was already some rappers doing as I do. It's just none of you actually buy their records. You're too busy listening to this bullshit. Fembash mainstream chum. And secondly, my ideas won't stick with people. Don't be naive. It's the same when you rap about being a G. People like to pretend that they are that gangster for half an hour while they bob their head and spit the rhymes. Then they go back to their actual reality and working in a food court and forget all about it.
Hopefully you can be the exception. Thank you for joining me today, Lil P. And you can pick up his new album, I Just Want to Bang Empowered Women, online and at all good retailers. This was the Rap Sesh.
Thank you, Lil P and Karen. I can't wait to get that classic in my collection. That interview was brought to you in part by The Police. Join us now, because soon we'll have to wear cameras and it won't be as fun.
Next up tonight, Mad Max goes to see a therapist about his anger issues.
Max, please take a seat. You can leave your sawn-off shotgun in the umbrella stand. So, did you do as I asked? Did you try and meet one new person last week?
I said hello to a barista on Sunday.
Good. And how did that go?
I shot her.
Oh, Max, we talked about that.
Sorry. She started talking about BuzzFeed and this white rage boiled up inside me.
Understandable, but you can't go around shooting everyone who irritates you. You're not the United States government. If you want to recover from this acid trip you had at Burning Man that made you think you were racing through the desert for years, you are going to have to try using your words a little more.
But brain not work so good anymore.
I know, Max, and it was really mean of them to make films of you with that anti-Semite, but at least in the remake they got your slight lisp right.
Yeah, but I don't remember saving any supermodels in the desert.
Well, you did do a lot of acid. Have you been doing your breathing exercises?
Yeah, but someone interrupted me on this morning when I was trying to do them on the bus.
Oh, dear. Did you restart them like I told you?
Yeah, as soon as I shot him.
Oh, Max!
It's fine. He was 82. He was nearly dead anyway.
Max, you are never going to recover if you keep engaging in violence. You need a love interest. That always calms you down in the movies.
Did you want to go out with me?
Maybe if you looked like Tom Hardy.
I personally enjoyed the Mad Max films, because I like anything where pensioners have rifles. Next up tonight is a historical piece of theatre set at the beginning of human civil society on Earth.
Hey Nadine, darling, come here.
What is it, Harry? I'm very busy.
Put down your tools. I have something to show you.
Oh, not another one of your schemes.
Not quite.
Your last one, the self-digging poop hole, cost us thousands to develop, and what did we end up with?
The prototype worked.
It was a slave with a shovel.
What about my instant fire machine?
The machine was made of wood! It caught fire every time you used it!
Okay, fine. I started too complicated, but this time I have found a simple, marketable consumer product we can become millionaires off.
Go on.
Cow's milk.
I'm sorry, what?
The milk of a cow.
And what would we do with it?
Drink it.
What?
It's really good tasting, I swear. It's so delicious, and we can get it really easily. You just squeeze a cow's nipples, and it comes out.
Hang on. How do you know all of this? When were you squeezing a cow's nipple?
Before lunch.
And why did you taste it? Am I missing something here?
I was trying to find a solution to our money worries.
And your instinct to solving our money problems was sucking on a cow's tit.
Well, it paid off. Come on, try a bit of this sample I brought home.
No!
Look, it's delicious. See?
Oh my God, I think I'm going to be sick. I can't believe you just drank that.
Why is it so weird? I tried yours when you were breastfeeding the kids.
Yes, but that came from our kind. You don't just exchange other bodily fluids with animals, do you?
Well, not often.
Harry, hear what you're saying. You can't sell animal fluids to people.
Why not?
Because...
Exactly. Oh. It's only weird because you've decided it's weird. We eat them. What's the difference if you drink them? Does chewing make it okay?
Okay, we can do this on one condition.
Okay.
I get to do the milking.
Oh, but that's the best bit.
Oh, Harry, thank goodness someone had the sense to try it. We owe you so much. Ice cream, yogurt, coffee that doesn't taste like arse. Next up tonight is a theater piece out of Idaho. I thought they only did potatoes.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Expensive Errol's Cheap Jewelry Store. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking for a ring.
For what occasion? Actually, let me guess. It's for your stepmother's 50th birthday.
No.
Oh, I'll give up then.
It's for my girlfriend.
Oh, right. Never have guessed that.
I want to get her something that says, I love you, but we haven't been going out for long enough for me to propose to her. So I was thinking a promise ring.
How long have you been dating?
6 months.
No, too soon, buddy. What you need is a pencil you in ring.
Oh, what?
It's one step below the promise ring. It says, I really like you, I think.
Oh, right.
Does that correctly represent how you're feeling?
Yeah, that's right on the money.
Speaking of which, what's your budget?
I was thinking around $100.
Whoa, nice. You can buy a whole collection for that. Let's start with this one.
Okay. Yeah, not bad. What's it made of?
Paper clips.
Do you have anything a bit more natural?
Oh, try this.
Oh, that's nice. What do you call that?
String.
Oh, that might be the one.
Hold your horses, hang on. Have a look at this beauty.
Oh my goodness. You're right, look at that.
Huh?
It's perfect.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
That, sir, is the finest tinfoil available on today's market. It's conflict tinfoil. It comes out of the Congo, but it's all right. I know a guy who knows a warlord.
Perfect. How much?
Don't worry about it. Just give me your wallet. I will give you the ring and,
Hortensia.
And Hortensia will give you her heart, unless you change your mind later.
Deal. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on her face when I don't get down on one knee and make a non-committal expression of my love.
Oh, romance has never been more alive, sir.
Wow, 6 months. My relationships don't usually last 6 hours, mainly because hookers charge by the hour. Next up tonight, Neil has been caught, and the police want a word.
We caught you red-handed, Neil. You are holding 200 nipple rings, and you want to tell me that they were for personal use.
I found them, honest.
You were in the shop, wearing a balaclava and holding a bag that said swag.
So? You got nothing, bruv.
Have you ever been in minimum security prison, son? The toilet paper is one ply. One ply! Why don't you just sit there and have a think about that?
You don't scare me, Gov.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is just the icing on a very disgusting cake. You know why you're really here?
Enlighten me.
You know why.
Do I?
Wear the panties, Neil!
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have CCTV of you running with half the Victoria's Secret catalogue under your arm last week in Camden Square.
Got my face, did you?
No. A pair of heavily soiled underwear was obscuring your face. But we managed to match those skid marks to the briefs you're wearing today.
I'd like to see my lawyer, please. I love the Victoria's Secret annual runway show because I love a woman with wings. First up tonight, someone's pregnant.
Honey, guess what's happened?
They dropped the charges?
No. Neil is definitely going to do time. He stole a lot of panties.
Well, what then?
I'm pregnant. We're going to have a baby.
Oh, right. That's nice.
You don't seem very excited.
Well, it's just that we've never had sex.
Why does that matter?
Because it wouldn't be my baby.
Yes, it would. Dave said you can have it. He doesn't want it.
Oh, right. Well, still, it won't look like me.
That's probably a blessing in disguise, darling.
Well, it won't have my intelligence.
Don't worry. Dave is way more clever than you.
Well, still, the kid wouldn't be mine.
Yes, it would. We'll spend the first 18 years of its life with you. I'm sure it'll pick up all your bad habits. He'll have an accent like you and probably won't amount to anything either.
Well, what would he even call it?
I have the perfect name. If it's a boy, we can call him Dave.
Unlucky lad. The early bird gets your girlfriend pregnant. Coming up next is a robbery.
Who's there?
Don't scream. I've got a weapon, and I'm not afraid to use it.
What do you want? Are you going to have your way with me?
No, what? Why would you say that? That's horrible. I would never. What kind of person do you take me for? No, I'm here to rob you. Where's your TV?
Oh, it's over there under that pile of clothes.
That thing? It's tiny. Is it even in color?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's a TV VHS combo. Fuck me. Jesus, where's your MacBook?
Oh, I don't have a MacBook.
Are you joking? I break into the one 20-year-old's apartment without a friggin' MacBook?
I just use the computers in the library at school.
Oh, for God's sake. Give me your phone.
Fine, here you go.
A Windows phone. Oh, forget it!
Well, I have some CDs and DVDs you could have.
Lady, you are killing me!
I'm so sorry!
It's not your fault. It's mine. Damn it, my brother was right. I should have quit doing B&Es years ago. He told me, as soon as the dot-com revolution began, cybercrime was the future, but did I listen to him? No, look at me. I thought I knew better. I'm 45, climbing through windows in the middle of the night, threatening young girls with a rather crude excuse for weapon.
What is that you're holding?
I just held it in my finger with a Sharpie to make it look like a gun. Such a fucking loser.
There. Hey, cheer up. It's not all doom and gloom. You're still agile enough to climb through a window, and you had me convinced with the finger. You just need to climb through richer people's windows.
You're right. I can still be me.
Totally. There will always be room in our increasingly virtual economy for physical goods and labor.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. You might have to rob a few more old people.
I'm okay with that.
Be kind to the old people, my young listeners. They know a lot of stuff.
Our first segment tonight is the famous interview of jazz legend Tilda Bagless by journalistic powerhouse Billy Blinds.
Hello, cool cats. I'm Billy Blind, and this is Jazz Legend. Tonight, I'm joined by the phenomenal Tilda Bagless. Good evening, Tilda.
Good evening, Billy. You're looking lovely tonight.
Perhaps only our older listeners will be aware of her stellar career. Tilda was in her heyday during the 40s. Starting out in Manchester, England, she made it all the way to America, the birthplace of jazz. What was the scene like back then, Tilda?
Thriving it was. I played sold-out gigs up and down England and Wales. I never played Scotland. I could never understand the booking agents on the phone. Didn't have a bloody clue what I was booking.
And you won many awards, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Best song, best album, best tits. Not that they're making a comeback anytime soon. If I lie down too quick, I'm likely to concuss myself.
What do you attribute to your success?
Well, there certainly weren't as many of us back in those days.
Really? In what sense?
Well, it was basically just me and the minorities.
I don't know if that's particularly PC, Tilda.
What are you on about? I'm talking about David and Paul Minority. Best backing band out of Castleford, they were. Paul had rhythm, let me tell you, the amount of times...
Probably not an appropriate anecdote, Tilda.
Let me finish. The amount of times he shagged me properly.
Tilda!
Oh, hang on. Who's the jazz legend here?
You.
So listen, soft lad. Jazz was the 40s version of modern club music. It was music to get nasty to. Why do you think it was so popular? Sounds bloody awful to me. But who cares what music is playing when a strapping lad is grinding on you?
I see your point. Yes.
Just because something is old doesn't make it important or clever. Remember that, sunshine?
I quite agree. That has become more than apparent during this interview. Alas, that's all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow for more Tilda Bagless.
Thank you, Tilda and Billy. Unfortunately, I cannot bring you part two of that interview ever. Tilda died tragically later that night when she was mysteriously killed during an underground bingo game. That interview was brought to you in part by Nigel's Organic Chicken. We treat them better than our children.
Next up tonight, there is Trouble in Paradise.
I hate you! I hate your face, the way you walk, that terrible mustache you always have, that mole that is always staring back at me. I hate your mother, your sister, your nephew, your third cousin. Your job is an embarrassment. It's sick what you do. Who in their right mind would choose to be a reality TV producer? I hate that that ridiculous way you fist bump when you're excited. The pretentious way you smoke clove cigarettes. I hate that tattoo of a koi carp on your arm. You've never even seen a koi carp. And most of all, I hate the fact you never listen to anything I say.
Hey, darling. Talking to yourself in the mirror again?
Ugh, yes.
Go easy on yourself, kids. No one else will. Next up tonight, Neil and Carl are up to their old tricks. Hello? Anyone home?
Neil! Oh my goodness, you're finally free!
Yep, the bastards finally let me go.
I can't believe you lasted that long in prison.
I know, the longest 3 days of my life.
So I guess you're going straight now?
Nope, still having sex with men.
Oh, of course, I meant not committing crime.
Are you joking? What else am I going to do?
You could be a window cleaner.
You could be a bloody window cleaner.
Well, if we are going to do a robbery, I have a plan.
Excellent, go on then.
I got a hot tip at the bathhouses the other night. Someone also gave me an idea for a robbery. There is this low security bank downtown. One teller, no guards, easy money.
All right, let's go get some cheddar, then we'll go rob that bank. All right, everyone get on the ground. You, put everything in the bag.
Why are you doing this?
I'll ask the questions, lady. Just do as you're told and no one gets hurt.
You want everything?
Don't miss anything.
The containers won't all fit.
Then take it out of the containers and stick it in the bag. Jesus, the customer service at this bank is appalling. Everyone on Yelp is going to hear about this.
They're done.
Thank you so much. Hang on. Why is this bag all soggy? What is this?
All the samples, as you asked.
Samples?
This is a sperm bank, sir.
Oh, Carl!
What? It's got to be worth something, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, I know a buyer. Money can come from strange places. Next up tonight, old people are talking.
Have you been on the internet, Deidre?
I'm always Facebooking, I am.
You what? I've been asking you to
Facebooking, not face... Jesus, Harold.
Oh, I see.
I prefer Instagram.
What's that?
It's Facebook, but without shame. You can post as many selfies, group shots, and duck faces as you can muster.
Ooh, that does sound like my sort of thing. Is there any nudity?
More than you would expect.
Excellent. Have you tried Titter?
You mean Twitter?
No, Titter. It's Twitter for women.
No. Is it good?
The best. It's exactly like Twitter, but doesn't have the sexist corporate structure.
Perfect. Do you use Skype?
No, what's that?
It's great. I use it to talk to the grandkids in Australia and also for my webcam sex show.
What was that?
My webcam sex show, Deidre.
You mean you do stuff for people?
Yeah, for money.
And it's profitable?
Oh, yeah. You should know. Harold's my best customer. Isn't that right, Harold?
Oh, bollocks.
I thought that money was for your heart pills, you dirty bastard.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh dear, Harold. Shouldn't be paying for that. Far too much of it is available for free on the internet. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are dealing. Alright, Carl. It's time to get back to the basics.
Isn't that that nightclub where you threw up on the bouncer?
No, that's B6. What I mean is we need to keep it simple for a change.
You want to pretend to be special needs?
No, I want our plan to be special needs. I mean simple.
Well, why didn't you just say?
Look, what we're going to do is this. We're going to become drug dealers.
Isn't that a mugs game?
No, that's what they say to keep the mugs out. Dealing drugs is easy money, and I've got a steady supply ready to go.
Perfect. So what's the poison? Hash, skunk, ease, whiz, Charlie?
No.
Good, because I have no idea what any of those things are.
What we are going to flog puts wood in your log. Viagra.
Oh, you really think the kids will go for that?
Who said anything about kids? All right, this will do.
A bingo hall?
Plenty of customers here. Bingo is what people do when they give up on having sex.
For those lovely legs... 11.
Excuse me, sir?
What?
Are you looking for a little assistance in the bedroom?
No, but I'll let you watch for a fiver.
No, I mean, in pill form.
piss off! My equipment might be wrinkly, but its operator still knows where all the buttons are!
Gross. Excuse me, madam. Does your husband disappoint you?
Bugger off! I just need one more for a house!
8 and 9? Nearly there. 89.
I just need a moment of your time to discuss your husband's erectile dysfunction.
What are you on about? Bernard's more reliable than a Japanese train. If you have something for a dry tunnel, we could talk.
Even more gross.
2 little ducks. 22. Quack, quack.
Excuse me, sir. Care to remind your wife why she married you?
No, I want to play bingo. Piss off.
Oh, Jesus. Does anyone here want to buy Viagra?
2 and 5. 25. I will take 25 Viagra pills, please.
I'd make a joke about Viagra, but unfortunately, every comedian ever has already done it. That was our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, Caitlin Docking, Ashley Fallis, Dor Tabby, Dottie Davis, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
All right, there you go, listeners. That was the always fun, always enjoyable White Noise show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. We will be back next week for a brand new episode, same time. That's 11 p.m. on a Wednesday evening. We'll be here with a half hour of sketch comedy, and afterwards we'll play some cool music, we'll have a chat. We'll probably have a local comic in, or might have someone who's equally funny. Just doesn't think they're a professional. And we'll have a little natter. We'll muck around. It'll be fun. So you definitely should come back. So I'm going to leave you now. It was lovely having you here. We will be back next week, as I say, at 11 p.m. Coming up next is Moongrock at 12 p.m. So we'll see you then. And have a good weekend. And see you next week.
Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. From environmental fairy tales to epic mythologies, poetry, scholarly pieces, to folklore and music, Seymour lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
For magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every